Chapter 77. Ron was having difficulty driving. He stretched his encased leg out across the hump in the middle of the floor of the squeakmobile. He tried to work the pedals for the gas and the brake with his left leg, but he was unaccustomed to using his left leg, and it caused his body to be at an angle that had him staring almost out of the driver's side window, rather than through the windshield. His leg was throbbing, and the squeaking of the core seemed to announce him as damaged goods. He definitely could not drive on the highway like this, and decided that he had no option other than to go to Celeste's house. Then he pictured Angel being frightened by the way that he looked, and Anna holding it against him and taking it out on Celeste. He pulled his car over to the side of the road and unstrapped the Velcro that was holding the immobilizer in place. He reseated himself and drove home, painfully. He reattached the immobilizer and found that the stairs that had been so difficult when he had previously hurt his knee were now manageable, one step at a time. He lay on his bed, took off the immobilizer and his pants. The sight of his knee caused a grimace to wash over him. It was swollen to the point of looking distorted. He limped into the kitchen for some ice and then dialed Celeste. "Where are you?" she said. "I'm home." Her voice sounded hurt. "I thought you were coming for dinner. Angel has been sitting by the window, waiting and listening for you." "I know. I didn't want to frighten her." "What do you mean?" "I got hurt at practice. There was an accident, and I hurt my leg." Ron expected this to be greeted by anger. It wasn't that he thought that Celeste was anything like his mother, but it was what he was used to. "How badly are you hurt?" "I don't know. I'll give it a day or so and see what happens with the swelling." "I'm coming down there," said Celeste. "It's late," said Ron. "What about Angel?" "There are plenty of people here to take care of Angel. You didn't eat dinner, did you?"
"No."
"I'll bring some food. Stay off of it until I get there." Ron felt himself smiling for the first time since the injury occurred. She wanted to take care of him. Ron rolled a joint and smoked it while he waited for her. He did not think about calling his mother's house. He would have to take off from work tomorrow. His book bag was still in the car, and he needed to prepare assignments that he could leave for his students. His mind whirled. He didn't need the book bag. He could tell them what he wanted them to do. It would be simple. He'd assign a vocabulary lesson to each of his freshman classes. It would require them to write something down that they had to turn in at the end of the day, so that it would be easy for the substitute. He had Sam's phone number. It took Celeste about an hour to gather the things that she needed and a plate of food. Anna's mother said, "What happened to him?" "He had an accident at football practice. He's had 2 knee surgeries already, Mom. This could be bad." Anna was different in an emergency than she was in everyday things. Her nursing training kicked in, and that part of her brain worked quickly and logically. "Make sure you bring him something for the pain. Call me when you get there." Celeste smiled and kissed her mother's fleshy cheek. She looked more worn than she usually did. She knew it was bad the minute she saw the knee. The swelling was much more pronounced above the knee than it was below the knee. But she could feel the heat there, too, and the softness of the flesh told her there was fluid buildup below the kneecap as well. Ron didn't own a bed. What he did have was a mattress and box spring that were on the floor. It made getting up much more difficult. The high that he felt from the joint, along with Celeste rubbing and squeezing his thigh, caused him to have an erection. They both laughed when they saw it sticking up. She took it out of his underwear and said, "You just lie back and relax. It will make you feel better." Ron obeyed and closed his eyes as she stroked him.